Bij het neerleggen van mijn taak als vorstin vervullen mij allereerst gevoelens van diepe dankbaarheid.
Do not adjust your sets. Allow me to translate. With the abdication of my role as monarch, I'm fulfilled foremost with feelings of deep gratitude. That's the Netherlands' now former Queen Beatrix, affectionately known as Bea. She announced her abdication back in January, 33 years on the throne. The official party took place last night and the abdication ceremony has just wrapped up. To tell us more, I'm joined by Robert van der Over, a reporter for the Dow Jones and Wall Street Journal in Amsterdam. Robert, good evening.
Good evening.
Can you set the scene for us? Describe today's abdication ceremony.
It was a very cheerful event. Thousands of people had gathered in front of the Royal Palace in Amsterdam, all dressed in orange, which is the national color for the Netherlands. And it was a very emotional ceremony where Queen Beatrix signed for her abdication. And by that, automatically, her son, Willem-Alexander, is the new king. And after that, they appeared on the balcony of the Royal Palace, waving at the crowd in front of the palace. And it's all very, very cheerful, a good atmosphere in town today.
Cheerful, but a bit of a sense of loss as well?
Yes. Queen Beatrix, but now she's now officially princess, she was very well received by the Dutch people. During her 33 years of reign, she was a very professional queen. She really made an effort in her professionalism as head of state, and that was very well recognized by the Dutch people. And, of course, a lot of people are a bit sad to see her go, but her son, Willem-Alexander, has had the opportunity to prepare himself very well for this task. So people have a lot of trust in him being the new king of the Netherlands.
Yes, the Queen Beatrix managed a remarkable transformation of the monarchy in Holland. When she took over from her mother, Juliana, there were violent riots in Amsterdam. It's a very different tone to this transformation we're seeing today.
Yes, that's true, but that was not in that time because of the person, the people involved, Queen Juliana at that time. But it was more political issues. The housing market was very much in distress at that time, and a lot of protesting people took the opportunity of that holiday, so to say, to make their protest and let themselves be heard. And, it got completely out of hand at that day. But it was more related to political issues. And none of that is being seen today. It's all cheerful. Everybody is in a very good mood. And, it's a totally different situation than back in 1980.
Any sign of Dutch Republicans? And I wonder how the Dutch people have reacted to the rather lavish abdication party at the Rijksmuseum last night.
Oh, but the people are quite positive about it. Of course, there is a small group of Republicans who make their protest. They are also appeared on television to make their statement and everything. And they are on certain locations in Amsterdam at this moment, making their point and letting themselves hear, but that's a small group. Most of the Dutch people are positive about the monarchy, in a certain way, a bit passively, not actively pro-monarchy. But when there's a holiday like today and a special ceremony, then everybody stands together in a way. And that group of Republicans seems to be very small.
Now, Willem-Alexander, he was a bit of a reputation as a young man. Prince Pils was his nickname at one stage, but he's a matured fellow now. What kind of king do we expect him to be?
I think that he will continue the professionalism that his mother showed. She has really paved the way for that type of being head of state. And Beatrix made quite a different approach than her mother Juliana. And I think that Beatrix has prepared Willem-Alexander very well to follow the path that she has set. And in the remarks that he has made so far, he made clear that he wants to do that. The only thing that he might change is that he wants to diminish the distance between the royal family and the people. He wants to be among the Dutch people and not at a certain distance above the Dutch people, but within them. And in that approach, he is helped, of course, by his wife Maxima and their three daughters. And they want to be part of the Dutch people and not standing above them. That's, I think, the main difference. And indeed, we know Willem-Alexander, and when in his younger years, he was sometimes a bit of a loose cannon. I remember that when he was a student, he once crashed a car into a ditch while speeding. But that, let's say, maybe fits in that age. Yes, there were times when he had to learn a little bit.
We're all entitled to youthful indiscretion. Robert, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Robert van der Over, a reporter from Dow Jones and Wall Street Journal in Amsterdam, 12:30 after 7 on RN Drive.